Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, I have Shamoya on the line with us.
It's Shamoya?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll take it from here. Hi,
Shamoya.
Thank
you both.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Sure.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Ma'am.
Are you willing to affirm that with the law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes, I had a lipoma. What they call it? Look, I had a
tumor in my hand. Oh, okay. What did they say? It was a meningioma?
Meningioma lipoma. Because I had it removed.
Mhm.
Because it was constantly growing, and then once I had it removed, my doctor took me off of the Depo Provera.
Okay. And they said it was a tumor that grew inside the mengines, the membrane surrounding the brain. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry to hear, first and foremost. And what year were you diagnosed with that?
I had my surgery when I was 22, and I'll be 28 in February. So that's been about 6 years. Almost
6 years?
I'm 28. I'm going to be 28, so that was in 22. So that's like 4 years.
Four years ago?
No, because I'm 27 now.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to catch up. And I had the surgery when I was 22.
What's your birth year?
97
plus 22. So 2019, roughly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
My sister, she took it, and she has these real, real bad, back problems.
Okay. Was there ever a meningioma diagnosed?
With my sister?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Okay. I don't know if she ever got diagnosed with meningioma, but I know she had other side effects.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear. And then next year, the Depo Provera information, did you use the name brand injectables, Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year?
I used to have to get it for every 3 months. I use it for more than 1 year. I have been using it since I was 16.
Since you were 16, okay.
Yeah.
And within the 1 year, though, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah. More than 4.
Okay. And for the, you said you started in when you were 16, so roughly like 2013?
Yeah, like 2013, 14, somewhere in there.
And then when did you stop?
After my surgery, like
2020?
Okay. 2020, somewhere, yeah.
Okay. So you did use it within the time frame here. And next year, the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the meningioma. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then can you spell your first name for me?
It is C-H-A-M-O-R-Y-A.
M-O-R-A? C-H-A-M-O-R? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Y-A.
Y-A?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So is C-H-A-M-O-Y-A?
No, C-H-A-M-O-R-Y-A.
So I'm so sorry. The R is after the Y or before the Y?
The R is before the Y.
Before the Y. Okay.
It's Shamoria.
Shamoria.
C-H-A-M-O-R-Y-A.
Okay. Thank you. I'm so sorry. And then your last name?
Coleman. C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
C-O?
Coleman. C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
Okay. Sorry about that. And then what is your date of birth?
2-6-9-7.
Again, it was 2-6-1997?
Correct.
Okay. And then your email address?
It's C-A-R-L-N-E-S-H-I-A at yahoo.com.
And again, that was C-A-R-L-N-E-S-H-I-A at yahoo.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then is the 469-509-0112 your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
P.O. Box 821.
Oh. I think, do you have your physical address? I believe we can't use P.O. Box.
1175 Thomas Drive, Raymond, Mississippi, 39154.
And it was 1175 Thomas Drive, Raymond, Mississippi, 39154.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then next year, the medical information. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name or the facility at least or clinic that you went to?
Family Health Care in Denton, Texas.
Family Health Care in, you said Denton?
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Stanley Evans.
Stanley?
That's who did this.
Evans?
Yeah. Yes, Stanley is.
Okay. Sorry, bear with me here. Family health care.
Mm-hmm.
Was it on Colorado Boulevard or Panhandle?
Yes, ma'am.
It was the first
3105 Colorado.
Okay.
Colorado Boulevard.
Okay. Sorry about that. Let me put that in here. And then have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then did Dr. Evans also treat you? Did you have treatments at the
yes.
same place? Okay.
Yeah, he performed my surgery too.
Okay. And then who was the prescribing either doctor or like clinic facility that gave you the Depo-Provera?
I'm trying to think what doctor that was, because it was in Mesquite. It was a gynecologist office. I can't remember the name of it.
Mesquite, Texas?
Yes.
Gynecologist.
Hey, can you hold on for 1 second?
Yes.
Hold on. Okay. Hello.
I'm here. So it was an OBGYN in Mesquite. Is it Holy Cross?
Yeah.
Women's Alliance, Health Alliance? Do any of those sound familiar? Or do you know what, like, street it was maybe on?
It was off of, it was on the Frontage Road.
On what road?
The Frontage Road. It was like right, it was right beside a Walmart gas. I'm in a Walmart Supercenter, right in front of that Walmart. It's off of I-30.
And you don't remember the name of it?
No, I don't.
Okay, let me see if I can find. Okay, so it's by, I believe I just saw, does Beltline sound familiar?
It kind of do, but
we need to know what facility gave you the shots.
I can't remember. It should be in my records. I have to try to get it and find out because I don't have it right offhand.
Okay. You can't remember the name of the doctor?
Just it was women, women's.
Like women, Women's Health Alliance, Republic Parkway?
Yeah, no, it's not Republic Parkway. It's
Holy Cross. I see Valora Medical Group, Women's Health Alliance.
Women's Health. Women's Health.
Okay. And then your pharmacy name?
Walgreens.
Walgreens. And what city are they in?
Walgreens.
Yeah, in what city?
It was in, I used the one on, it was in Denton.
Denton?
Not Colorado.
There's University.
I use one on 288, and then I use the one on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I found the 288 one.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's one of them.
Okay. No worries. And then there would be a medical record indicating your tumor and type, at least with a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we require